Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the On Fire B2B podcast, where we take business owners and CEOs in the B2B space. 6 questions, 9 minutes, because the best know how to be concise and when to end. So with that first question for our guest today, in a few sentences, tell us who you are and what you do.
Thank you, April Renee. I appreciate you having me as a guest on your podcast. My name is Samantha Jewel Pfau. I am the CEO of Axiom Communications. It's a content marketing and authorship company that operates in the B2B space. We serve educational institutions, complex professional services, as well as regulated industries, technology, you know, all those sorts of things that can be a bit complicated to explain to the typical consumer. We fill that space.
Fantastic. And question number two, Samantha, what is the best thing about working with businesses?
Absolutely, the cat and mouse game that exists in the competitive market. It keeps me excited and I'm always learning new things. That's especially true in technology. There are so many unbelievable groundbreaking innovations that are emerging out of technology. It's just something that keeps me really optimistic and hopeful about what's coming next on the horizon.
Wonderful. And question number three, I'm hearing from other top executives and business owners that using clients' testimonials and quotes dramatically increases conversions and sales. Your thoughts?
Absolutely, without question. That is absolutely something that I am working into my own content and digital presence right now. I am making sure that I'm collecting as many LinkedIn referrals, as many client testimonials, as many referrals from colleagues, and just making sure that I'm very clear with everyone that they will be published. That's an important thing, right? You know, these testimonials are more so a reflection of what it's like to work with you. And you don't want to use that as a sales tool without making sure that you're protecting that underlying relationship that makes it so meaningful. So yes, absolutely. This is really important. Businesses are fundamentally made up of the people behind them. And, these sorts of content shares really speak to that.
Very good. I agree. Question number four, what advice would you share with other companies working in the B2B industry?
Thank you so much for your question, April Renee. This is something that I have put a lot of thought into, and I have really developed a clear set of the top three things you really need to do to make sure that you know the B2B space and you set yourself up for success in that regard. First thing, you really need to have a diversity of professional skills. When you are working with a business, when you are working with an organization, any type of enterprise, public, private, nonprofit, you are really responsible for understanding how that organization operates. And there's a great deal of importance here in terms of learning by doing. I think most people who have grown to a position of leadership within their organization know what it's like to onboard and engage with vendors and employees and new clients. And there's really no substitute for good experience. Education, training, certifications, these are important. But in order to make sure that you really embody that diversity of professional skills that are necessary to serve your B2B clients, that's, top number one thing for knowing the B2B space. But with that said, my second top three is making sure that you do have those credentials, that you do have, education and certification and, maybe even some awards and publications to hang your hat on. Hard work and reputation are the standard baseline in this world. You really have to be able to prove your value and you have to be able to, make that compelling case for an enterprise client in terms of why they should work with you. But before you even have that conversation, you have to build your reputation. You have to make sure, that's the general, that's the general reputation that you have in the space. In order to do that, the testimonials that you mentioned, April Renee, that's a great mechanism to make sure that you're building your reputation from a real first person compelling standpoint. But don't forget to be your own advocate. Utilize the tools at your disposal, LinkedIn, blogging, one of the best ways to, become compelling in the enterprise services space is to, bring your own audience and bring your own following of people that, support you and support your great work. That really lends a lot to, your credentials and your reputation, which again, is the important number two. To circle up with number three, the top three, in case this isn't already enough already, knowing B2B really requires knowing B2C, right? You cannot bring value to your enterprise clients unless you know what the value is that they bring to their clients, right? And so, this really does sound like a lot. It's a whole basket of skills. But don't forget, it really is all about, at the end of the day, maintaining that service and that beginner mindset for what you bring to the people that you work with.
Fantastic, fantastic. Three great points there. Question number five, with 2.5 minutes left, what other top CEOs, Samantha, and business owners in the B2B industry like yourself would you like to acknowledge as a leader and should be invited to be a guest on this podcast?
Chuck Cusimano of the Joshua Consulting Group. He is somebody who started out as a client of mine, still maintain a wonderful working relationship in that regard, but just, has blossomed into, a personal mentor in terms of, interpersonal and organizational leadership. He's somebody who does this at a very high level, B2B services. Just somebody that, as soon as you start speaking to him, it's immediately apparent why he does what he does. Just a true inspiration.
Fantastic. I look forward to connecting with him. And final question, with 1.5 minutes left, tell us about your first sale.
My first sale is a lesson in staying hungry and staying humble. I made my first sale as a blog article. I am not afraid to admit that it was priced at $40 and it was sold through a freelancing platform way out there in the super competitive market space of, that gig economy. And I can tell you that, the blog articles that I write no longer cost $40. It's been a long growth trajectory in the years that have, accumulated since. But maintaining that beginner's mindset, maintaining the humility of knowing that I exist to serve my clients. My work is fundamentally to support them and suit their needs. It's been invaluable.
Fantastic. Love that story. And guess what, Samantha? You did it. 6 questions in 9 minutes. Because the best know how to be concise and when to end. Your website, say it real quick so people can connect with you after today's podcast.
Absolutely. Please visit me at axiom-communications.com. I look forward to seeing you.
Fantastic. We typed it in the description of the podcast for you guys. Be sure to connect with Samantha. Samantha, enjoyed having you on the podcast. And remember, don't stop believing. Those who are listening and watching, be sure to check out other episodes of the On Fire B2B podcast. This is April Renee. Create a terrific day.